Good morning, everybody. It is July 12th. It's Tuesday, and welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about, I love when I have a show where I'm going to learn something new, and we're going to do this for the next 2 days. We're going to discuss the ordination of women in various churches. We're going to be speaking with Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Lutheran Church, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. And we're going to be talking about this for the next 2 days. It seems to be, it's a widespread issue. A lot of churches are doing it. Some believe, though, that it goes against Scripture. And we're going to try to hear from both sides. We always welcome phone calls, 894-7325. Or you could email me at jerry@kkxx.net. And before we get started with Pastor Jordan, let's mention the weather has been so nice after the last couple of weeks when we had 100-degree temperatures. Today it is 60 degrees outside right now, sunny, slight winds, so a really nice morning. It will be a high of 86 degrees, so it'll get a little warm, but if it's anything like yesterday, it'll be a great day. And then tomorrow, 81, Thursday, 81, and some clouds in the sky, but still a pretty nice day, especially after what we were suffering through for the last couple, 3 weeks. Okay, let's bring on Pastor Jordan. And Pastor, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jerry.
This is interesting to me because, again, for me, this is going to be a lesson because on the surface, I think like most people, they might think, including many conservatives who might say, what difference does it make whether women are ordained? As long as they're preaching God's word, as long as they're standing by his principles and his beliefs and teaching proper dogma, shouldn't this be something that would be welcome? I mean, by not allowing women to be ordained, we're cutting off 50% of the people out there who could come out and preach the word of God. So what's your view on it? Should women be ordained? What's the Lutheran Church's view on it?
Well, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, with which I'm affiliated and Redeemer is also, does not believe that God has ordained that women should be placed into the office of the holy ministry. And we believe this goes back to Scripture, which you can actually take back to the Garden of Eden in Genesis, when the command not to eat of the forbidden fruit was given not to Eve, but to Adam. And we would see Adam as actually the first pastor who was told, you shall not eat of it, and he communicated that to his wife. And we believe that's what we call the order of creation, that Adam was created first, according to Scripture, and then Eve was created. So there is a functionality and a structure that is put in order, not only in the church, but also in the family, in the home, and marriage. It really connects to that in a lot of ways. And then you can trace this into the Levitical priesthood of the Old Testament in the book of Leviticus, where only certain qualified men from the tribe of Levi were selected as priests. So in the Old Testament, we have only males serving as priests, and also as prophets of God. And then you go into the New Testament, of course, God sent his son, Jesus Christ. He did not send a daughter. Mm-hmm. He sent his son to bring salvation to all, because the Father sends his son. The Father, of course, is male. The Son is male. And so you have a very gender-specific revelation of God from heaven
in
Christ.
It goes even further than that, too, doesn't it, Pastor? Because it seems like it's a real male-dominated story when it comes to the Bible, because also the disciples, all of them are men.
Yes, Christ right. only chose certain qualified males to be apostles, and that's mm-hmm. very clear from Scripture. The real question is, if Jesus was such a liberator and such a lover of women and so on, and he had many close women associates, Mary and Martha, those who traveled with him, supported mm-hmm. him, but he never once selected them to be apostles. And then continuing on that into the later books of the New Testament, you only have qualified men chosen as what we would call pastors today, or priests in some churches. So you have this great foundation in Scripture, and there are many passages in 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2, Titus 1. Your listeners can turn to those and look at them. It's very clear that there's a consistency that says a woman should not teach nor have authority over men in the church. In 1 Corinthians, that they were not to get up in the services and read the Scripture, to preach or administer administer the sacraments. So there's a real consistency of that throughout the scripture. And so when people ask me, well, why doesn't your Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have women? Don't you like them? Why do you discriminate against them? I tell them it's not my choice. This is what God has revealed in the Holy Scriptures, and we need to abide by that, regardless of culture. Because culture says women can do anything in the world.
Right.
And it seems odd that the church would restrict this only to men.
Well, we have a call in to Peg Schultz Ackerman of Faith Lutheran Church. She's one of the few women clergy in Chico. And we'd like to get her perspective on it. Of course, that branch of the Lutheran Church is a little more left-leaning, is that correct?
Yes, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, unfortunately, is not in fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod because of doctrinal reasons.
Right.
And there's a division of doctrine there based on Scripture. And one of those big issues is the ordination of women into the office of the ministry.
Well, did Jesus himself ever say that women should not be allowed to preach from the pulpit, to be ordained? He himself actually never said that, those words, but those words came in other books written by other men.
Well, what's interesting about Jesus is he didn't say it in so many words, but yet he articulated the whole Word of God, all of Scripture, the Word of Truth. And there is something interesting when you think about the ministry in his Great Commission in Matthew 28, when he told them to go out and teach the world, to baptize. He only gave that to those 11 apostles at that time. He selected these men. He told them to go and preach the gospel. So it is very implicit in what he did.
Is this a problem at all for the church? Because I think as culture changes, mores change, I think people understand. I think we have a commercial coming up. Yes, we do. We're going to continue our discussion talking about women clergy in the church. And I'm learning something new here, speaking to Pastor Donald Jordan of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church here in Chico. We'll continue our discussion. Welcome your phone calls, 894-7325. We're going to be right back with more of the show when we come back. Welcome back to the show. I love having people on the program who have a point of view and aren't afraid to articulate it and articulate it well. Reverend Donald Jordan, the pastor at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church over in Chico. If you're interested in learning more about his church, his ministry, give them a call at 342-6085, 342-6085. We're talking to Pastor Jordan at Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. And I'm learning something here about different belief systems when it pertains to women being ordained ministers. Now, in some churches, and I'll mention a few of them here, the Episcopal Church in the United States allowed it in 1989. The first one, actually, was big churches anyway. The United Methodist Church in 1980 accepted it. As we already mentioned, in 92, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Germany, the Lutheran Church in Sweden in 96, the Anglican Church of Canada in 97, the Presbyterian Church in Guatemala in 98, and there's a long list. Most recently, 2009, the Lutheran Church of Great Britain. In fact, the first woman bishop is now in Great Britain. So women playing a bigger role in various denominations in the church. And I'm talking to Pastor Jordan, and this is something that is continuing, and Are you fearful, as you said during the break, that you might be viewed upon your belief system as being dinosaurs, that you're not moving forward with the times, that that people will look and say, well, what's the big deal? We understand that maybe homosexuals shouldn't be ordained. We understand that because there's a clear, you know, scripture reading that says that homosexuality is an abomination, and people still debate that interpretation, but it seems pretty clear that it is. But there might be more wiggle room when it pertains to the ordination of women.
Well, I don't believe there is any wiggle room on that, because if you go to those passages in 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Timothy 2, for example, where God's word says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. And there, the scripture takes us right back to Genesis, the order of creation. Mm-hmm. And you can tie that into marriage in Ephesians chapter 5, where the husband is the head of the woman and so on. There's what we call this ordering that God has placed. And when you disorder that, you throw everything into chaos, into disarray. And so this issue is not just isolated from other articulations of the gospel and God's word. It connects to morality, the homosexual issue, you name it, it connects to everything. It connects to theology. Because every Orthodox church, every historic church going back to the time of Christ has never ordained women into the ministry. You can go back to the church fathers. You can go back to Martin Luther during the time of the Reformation. And even up until recent times, even here in America, people always understood this. And now we've just opened up the floodgates, and it's like dominoes falling. And I've often said, if you allow for women's ordination, sooner or later, you will have homosexual ordination in your church as well. That everything connects together, ultimately, when you deny the authority of Scripture. So I don't believe there's any wiggle room. It's not a gray issue. It is black and white in many passages of Scripture, Old and New Testament, Christ, the historic practice of the church. There's real consistency in this.
I'm going to take the other side just to be interesting, because I'm not sure how I feel about this personally. Not that my opinion really makes any difference, but I'm not sure I really have an opinion. But I do want to throw out one possibility. That in the issue of homosexuality, we know without a doubt that, well, I guess there's always doubts nowadays when it pertains to homosexuality and sin, but there's enough scripture out there that says it's an abomination, it's a sin, et cetera, et cetera. Do we have anything in the scriptures that suggests, or more than suggest, that say outright that a woman who is ordained in the ministry, that is a sinful act?
There's all kinds
of. Or is it something that's not recommended?
Well, no, it's actually a clear command of the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, as in all the churches of the saints, all the churches of the saints, it was universal. Mm-hmm. When that was written in 1 Corinthians 14, it was not the universal Catholic practice of the church to have women pastors. It was beyond their thought that they would actually do this, because the pagans were doing that. The pagans had priestesses, temple prostitutes, and so on. It was common all around them. It's nothing new in that sense.
Right.
But God wanted to protect the church from becoming like all the pagan cults and so on, and that's why that was written in Corinth. And there it says, in all the churches of the saints, the women should keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak. Now, that word speak means authoritative teaching. It doesn't mean that women can't sing a hymn or participate in the prayers or the liturgy. That's not what it means. That Greek word speak means authoritative preaching, teaching, the public reading of the scripture, any liturgical function from the altar, the pulpit, was to be done by a man. So it was clearly understood throughout the early Christian church. You don't find any record of the Orthodox Christian church doing this.
Would you go so far as to say that churches who allow women to be ordained or even to speak the maybe the Old Testament, New Testament lessons, are they committing a sin?
Well, I believe they're going against Scripture, because for a woman to publicly teach the Scriptures in the public setting, that is a liturgical function of those who represent Christ, and therefore they should be male. If they're reading the Scripture publicly, if they're teaching it, preaching it, administering the sacraments. Now, can a woman do this in another assembly? For example, may a woman teach other women, or may a woman teach, you know, children, for example, in Sunday school or Bible class? The answer is yes.
Like lead Bible study.
Yes. If there are no men present and they're not exercising authority over the men, then that's fine, certainly, and we have no problem with that.
Okay. Yes. We have one more segment in this show, but we're going to continue this discussion tomorrow as well. Women in the pulpit, what's the Bible say about it? It's something that is going on. Many people have no problems with it whatsoever, but some wonder whether it's going against biblical scripture. We'll continue our discussion with Reverend Donald Jordan from Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church when we come back. Welcome back to the show. It's going to be a nice day today in Chico. 86 degrees is our expected high. We're going to have some clouds in the evenings. We're going to see a low of 59. So really nice weather in Chico. Glad to see it because for the last few weeks it was just unbearable outside. And now's a good time to go outside and take your baseball mitt with your boy or go out to the park and play some ball because the weather's turning nice again. We're speaking to the Reverend Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico. Their number, if you're interested in learning more about their congregation, 342-6085. And I'm learning something new myself. We're talking about women ministers. And in Chico, we have a few. Do you know offhand about how many we have? A handful, I guess?
Probably a handful, mostly the mainline denominations that you mentioned previously.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that's going to continue, do you believe?
I think it's going to continue in most churches, and I think it's kind of like a snowball that keeps accelerating. Most of the mainline denominations, when you look at their seminary enrollments, it's predominantly women now, at least 50%. And more women are going into the pastoral office in most mainline churches.
Now, there'll be some people who will listen and say, and might draw the conclusion that, oh, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and other conservative churches are anti-woman. They don't like women. They believe in you know, men are the stronger sex, and they're the ones in charge, and women have their places in the kitchen, etc. And that's certainly not the case, though, is it?
Not the case. I think you could ask any woman in our congregation, in any church that doesn't ordain women into the ministry, they have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. They're not upset. Mm-hmm. They know what God's Word says. They are pleased to accept the way God has ordered all things. And I also want to say, too, for those that would accuse us of discriminating against women, we also discriminate against men. There are certain men that should not be pastors. When you look at 1 Timothy 3, it says that the one who is the overseer, which means bishop or the pastor, has to be above reproach, the husband of one wife. And then he mentions sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, etc. Mm-hmm. There are qualifications. So if a man doesn't fit those qualifications, he's not going to be certified by the seminary, and he's not going to serve as a pastor. So there is a standard laid down for even the men who would serve. And I know certain men who've been defrocked from the ministry. Mm-hmm. And rightly so, that they have violated the scriptural standards. So what we're saying is we have a standard based on God's word. God has revealed it to us. Yes, it doesn't fit the culture. We know that. Mm-hmm. Christianity never fits culture. It always offends. And Christ offended when he only called men to serve as pastors. But yet, what a wonderful way that God has ordered this to bring the gospel to people and to allow these men to represent our Heavenly Father, not our Heavenly Mother or he, she, or it, but he is our Father. And those who represent him and represent Christ should be male then.
Things go in cycles a lot of times, Pastor. I'm speaking with the Reverend Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Chico, and things oftentimes go in cycles, and sometimes there are retro movements. Is there a chance that maybe your view and the view of many or more orthodox conservative churches might catch on again, where people want to go back to the old days when, you know, when the way they used to be?
Yes, absolutely. Most people probably grew up in a church where you never envisioned a woman at the altar or at the pulpit. And for a lot of people, they say, well, it just doesn't seem right to have somebody up there in high heels and a dress or whatever, you know.
Right.
But I told them, well, you shouldn't do it by that basis, by the way you grew up or so on. But go back to Scripture. And I think the blessing is, if this issue drives us back to the Word of God, back to the Scriptures, back to the historic practice of the Orthodox Christian Church, that's a good thing. And I think slowly a lot of people are waking up in denominations and churches that have accepted the ordination of women and have seen where this leads to. Because ultimately, the real issue is not the ordination of women. The issue is the authority of Scripture and whether it is the inspired, inerrant Word of God, and whether we will hold to that Scripture on this issue and other issues, as you and I have discussed. Mm-hmm. It tends to be like the domino effect.
Right.
You knock down one domino and they all end up falling. And ultimately, here's the sad part, you're going to lose the gospel of Christ and eternal salvation.
There aren't any more dominoes to fall, are there? I mean, ordaining homosexuals in the clergy, that is there anything else that can another domino that could fall?
Well, you could probably ordain polygamists and all kinds of things, and some people are worried about that now too. I mean, there's always more false teaching. Satan never ends, and he's always bringing up more. So I think sometimes we see the tip of the iceberg in these things.
It's hard to speak out about this. Your willingness to talk about this, it will put you on, there'll be 50% of the people who will agree with you completely, and there'll be maybe another 30% who will disagree and another 20% who aren't sure. It takes courage to stand up and talk about these kinds of issues.
Well, the courage is not mine, and I'm weak, and I'm a mere mortal, sinful human being. It's very easy, though, Jerry, to simply allow the Holy Spirit to speak through the Scripture, because what is written is written. I'm not speaking anything new today. Mm. This is what Christ taught. This is what the apostles taught. This is where the Lutheran Church, for example, has always stood, going back into the Old Testament. So it's really not difficult in that sense. Will I be criticized? Will our church be criticized? Of course. Mm-hmm. But that's nothing new to Christians either. So I think it's really a blessing to be able to confess this before the world and to say, we believe this because it is true, because it is written, and because this ministry that Christ has ordered, these men that are ordained, we went to an ordination Sunday afternoon at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Red Bluff, where the now Reverend Dallas Dubke was ordained, and it was a blessing to gather with faithful men, only men, and lay hands on this new young pastor, and to do that in a biblical and in a historic way. So we are standing in the unity of the church for 2,000 years, and I would say those who ordain women are the ones who are engaging in novelties and departing and apostatizing from the faith, and they are the ones who will have to answer. Of course, we will all answer before God and be judged, but we have to stand with Scripture regardless of the consequences.
Now,
there are people that come to our church and say, this is great, this is wonderful,
right.
We want to come to a church like this. There are others that don't, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's, are we faithful to the Word?
We're going to try to reach Peg Schultz Ackerman. She is a minister, an ordained minister with Faith Lutheran Church, also in Chico. We're going to try to talk to her Thursday and Friday to get her viewpoints as well, but we're also going to continue this discussion with Pastor Donald Jordan tomorrow on tomorrow's program. And I think what we want to do even more so tomorrow, Pastor, is talk about ways in which the Lutheran Church and other churches do honor women in the church and have them included in the church. You mentioned something I wasn't aware of, and I'm Lutheran. August 15th is the day that Lutherans honor
Saint Mary, the mother of our Lord.
And I did not know that.
Yes. We have the saints' days in the Lutheran calendar, and we honor the great women of God. And so, therefore, on August 15th, we honor St. Mary, the mother of our Lord.
I thought only the Roman Catholics did that.
No. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit more, too, because I think there's a great misunderstanding when people say, oh, you Lutherans, you don't have saints. Well, of course we have saints. We're all saints in Christ Jesus, and we're told in Scripture to honor those saints and to remember our leaders. And so we set aside certain days to do that. One of those is the day of St. Mary.
Reverend Donald Jordan, Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church, on the program today. He's going to be on the program tomorrow. We're going to continue this discussion, women in the church, what is the proper role as the Scripture says it should be. We will continue our discussion with him tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Live Local Talk on KKXX Life Radio. Thanks for listening. It's going to be a nice day outside, everybody. 86 degrees. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8:30. So long.